I always thought it would be cool if you could go back and listen to the day-to-day of today's highest achievers as it happened, as opposed to 30 years later after they've made it. I believe there's a giant disconnect between ground zero and the top floor, because we only see the top floor, and the top floor only talks about the top. You know, how valuable would that be? And so it goes without saying, but I believe I'll make it there. And this is the documented journey through each level. My name is Bryson Sessions, and you are listening to The Bed Podcast. All right, we're trying something new here because I can't have that arm, articulating arm hold my mic, because my desk, the new desk that I have here, has a bar underneath that doesn't allow me to hook it onto anything. It's too small. So right now I have this tiny tripod mount for the microphone, and I'm just holding it in my hand. So hopefully the quality is still there. If not, doesn't matter, because the point of this podcast is not quality. So anyway, today was another one of those days where I felt like I did not a goddamn thing, but then I looked back and I was like, damn, got a lot done today again. So what did I do today? Third day in this place, well, second full day in here. And I finished unpacking pretty much everything, which is pretty exciting. So mostly every box that I have or that I moved with is empty and where it needs to go. There's a box full of books and office supplies right in front of me, just paper, notebooks, markers, pens, all that sort of shit. Then there's another box full of random stuff. And then I've got a whole box full of decorations, or I call it decorations, but like picture frames, aesthetic bowls, pots, you know, shit that goes on walls. And I don't know how I feel about putting shit on my walls right now. So anyway, got a whole box of that, but I'm pretty much moved in now, which is pretty exciting. So hopefully we can get some meal prep going, because that's the only thing that I haven't done yet. And that's the one thing that is most important. So I'm going to get that done. But what did I do today since I didn't work? So what I did, so I took an ice bath first thing in the morning. So that was great. Dude, the dopamine release you get from taking an ice bath, it's so fucking noticeable. It's crazy. I'll get in, I'll get out, and I'm just sitting there, you know, just fist bumping. I'm just throwing my fist in the air, just jumping around, just claiming myself as the fucking mayor, dude. I'm just that excited about life after I get out, you know? So, I swear by them. And today was actually 162 days in a row, like taking an ice bath. So 5 minutes long and 39 degrees. So that's cool. I'm also 4 days out from hitting 100 days of drinking a gallon of water and 225 grams of protein. And I'm 4 days out, well, 3 days out from hitting episode 200. So that's crazy to think. So anyway, what did I do? I took an ice bath. I hit the gym. I unpacked probably 10 boxes. Still have a couple more to go. I worked on the intro and outro for this show. I have a lot of ideas and I was just running through them. I didn't use a script. I didn't do anything. Every time I did it, I actually just recorded raw. And dude, there are so many bloopers. And I'm actually going to save them and make them into an episode, because I don't care. I'm not taking this too serious whatsoever. And I'm literally laughing my ass off watching them. So I'm just going to share that with everybody, because I don't give a damn. So there's that. I worked on it a little bit, made virtually no progress, because I want the intro to be super, what do you call it? Super concise, but the more I do it, the longer it gets. And I don't want it to be long. I want it to be bam, 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 enjoy the show. But it's hard to convey what I'm trying, what the whole podcast is about in 10 seconds or less, getting the details in that are required to give sufficient understanding to what I'm talking about. So anyway, worked on that a little bit. See, clean counter. I'm looking up. I saw my whiteboard. I wrote a fat to-do list. So clean all my countertops. So as I was unpacking and putting boxes on my countertops, it just scuffed them up with the dirt on the box. And I have white countertops, which is nice. They look nice, but it just shows all the dirt. So cool. So I cleaned that off. Took a little bit. I had to figure out how to hook up my Ring camera. So I got that done. And actually need to buy a router so I can have Wi-Fi here, because I thought a router was included, but it's not. So that's shitty. So I got to buy another, spend more money. I talked about this already. And then hook that up, then set up the camera, and then I'm good to go there. One thing I haven't done yet is look into a router. That was what I put on my list for today. And then I had to figure out when the fuck trash day is, where my garbage cans go and what my garage door code is and just super small shit that just, I don't, you know, it's super small and it takes 30 seconds to send a text or an email to ask the question, but it takes hours sometimes for the people to respond, and that's fine. And then, of course, we have the eat 225 grams of protein, drink a gallon of water, track all my food intake, and then record this podcast. And that's what I did today. I also went and returned some shit for Amazon. I bought a Brita filter for my faucet, but my faucet does not have, it's got one of those extendable heads where I can spray or I can move the faucet around. It's not fixed on there, so I can't screw on a Brita filter. So that sucks. So I have to figure something else out. But in the meantime, I just bought some filtered water from the store. I'm going to run with that for the next however long it takes for me to get filtered water. I used to be a tap water guy, dude, and then I decided that filtered water is probably a better option. And I won't ever go back. I refuse to drink tap now. So anyway, that's what I did today. I also kind of rearranged a little bit, moved some shit around in the office here. I've got two desks, a shelf, and the whiteboard, and I really don't know the best setup in here. I'm trying to figure out what makes most sense and how I'm going to be most comfortable, because I actually have a pretty nice shot of the mountains through trees through my window, and it's beautiful and I love that. So I'm trying to figure out how I can set up my desk to have the best view of that. It's really nice to see, as well as where I'm going to put the tripod if I decide to record the podcast in here, your new norm, because I'm doing video with that. So with that, there's not going to be, I don't think I'm going to try my ass off at it. I'm going to definitely put a lot more effort into it. You know, there's going to be video, there's going to be the color and the production, everything you can think of. And it's just going to be really raw and for the most part unedited, no flashy edits or anything like that. Just maybe some subtitles of me talking, and whoever wants to listen, they can. And that's it. It's just to get more exposure, and it's to get me out of my comfort zone and get myself on YouTube, because I've never done that. So matter of fact, it's something that I've wanted to do for the last, I'm going to go out on a limb here and say 16 years, and I just haven't. So when you think about shit like that, it makes you feel like I just wasted 16 years. Because if I would have kept on, because I made some guides for RuneScape, dude, 16 years ago. I posted them on YouTube, and they didn't get 100 views or however many views and however long it took, and I deleted all of them. And to think, if I would have stuck with it, just the whole YouTube thing, how far would I be now, 16 years later? So don't ever give up on shit if you don't get enough views or likes or shares or whatever in a certain amount of time. I am on episode 197 of this show, and I say that very gratefully, by the way. Everybody who listens, I'm beyond grateful. But I only get about 4 to 5 listens per show. And I've been doing this for almost 200 days straight, haven't missed a single day. Every episode average probably 15 to 20 minutes long. So there's a huge pay or a huge payment for a small ROI at the beginning, I've come to find out. But I'm not doing this for any other reason than to look back in 20 years. And so with that reasoning, it's really easy to stay consistent, because I'm not doing this to hopefully break 1,000 downloads per day or to have this or that. This is just to document the day-to-day, the every play that I make for the next 20 years, so that when I make it to wherever I'm going, we can look back and see exactly how I did it, what decisions I made, how I handled hardship, what challenges I faced, what got me going in times of stress and whatever. So anyway, that's that. So it's been a productive day. It feels good. It's weird, man, because I'm sitting here and I don't know if it's just the lack of action, because I just caught myself scrolling social for a good half. All right. We got to figure something out, dude. This is some bullshit. Mic just fell, if you didn't hear. What the fuck was I saying? Oh, yeah. I caught myself scrolling social for a good half hour to an hour. It's probably longer than that, if I'm being honest. But when I'm doing that, I just feel so, I don't even know what the word is. It's like I'm missing something. So I'm wasting, you know, I got all this time and ability to focus. I'm secluded. There's no distractions and I'm choosing to just scroll. What the fuck am I doing, dude? So that's kind of thrown me through a loop mentally. I don't like to feel that way. And it's really easy to get sucked into the doom scroll. And it's just a lack of self-control there. Because if I was as disciplined as I say I am, then I would be able to just not go on a social and then stay off of it. But you live and you learn, you grow and you progress. So we're going to try to focus on that a little bit. That's just my goal. So also hit, oh yeah, I went to the gym and I hit a PR again. I hit 265 on flat bench for two. And that actually felt pretty good. I definitely could not have gotten a third one, but not sure because I hit 255 for five. So I thought I'd for sure be able to hit 265 for three, but only got two today. But that's a win. That's the highest amount I've ever benched for reps. I think my all-time PR is 290 on bench for one really hard rep. So much so that my ass was sore the next day. Shouldn't have a sore ass for benching. So that's that. So yeah, it was a pretty productive day. I think that's it, but I'm excited to actually go back to work tomorrow. So I work FedEx tomorrow and I clean trucks on Sunday, and then I'm back to my full-time job next week. And I'm really excited to get back into the swing of things because being home all the time just kind of sucked, dude, because I'm not kind of... So it's nice, but I definitely feel like I need that little bit of socialization that comes with my job. But I don't know. We'll have to see. Tomorrow I'm not even going to be socializing with anybody. I'm working FedEx, but I think it'll be nice to get out, do something other than work in my room, and then come home, work in my room. But I'm also going to a concert tomorrow. It's the first concert in years, so we'll see how I get all my shit done tomorrow, having virtually no time to do any of it. Because the only things that I require myself to do on a day-to-day basis now is record a podcast, ice plunge for 5 minutes, drink a gallon of water, track everything that I eat, and then eat 225 grams of protein. Everything else is kind of negotiable, kind of. These are the five tasks that I force myself to get done. The podcast, for obvious reasons, the ice bath, because it forces me to do shit that I absolutely do not want to do. So it just keeps on, it just reinforces, maintains, increases, whatever, my resilience, willpower, discipline, you know, stuff. Doing shit you don't want to do just builds discipline, and that's what I need to go where I'm going. And then track everything that I eat is just to measure the progress that I'm getting and have the ability to know where I can improve. Because if I don't know how much I'm eating and I'm not gaining weight, then I don't know if it's an eating problem or if I'm not training hard enough. But if I do track everything that I'm eating and I see that I'm not gaining weight, then I know that I probably need to eat more. So that which gets measured gets improved. I fully believe that. So that's why I track everything that I eat. And if you're thinking that's too obsessive, people watch Netflix episodes and they're 30 minutes or 45 minutes long. Tracking my food every single day takes a maximum of, I don't know, 3 minutes, 10 minutes max if I'm trying to find a specific thing or I don't know. It's just funny that people think that certain things are obsessive or you're too strict or whatever. And it's like, dude, you spend 2 hours every day staring at a screen, watching other people pretend to do something in a movie and act, but I take my phone out for 5 minutes and track what I eat to make sure that I'm achieving my goals and I'm the fucking weird one. That's so crazy to me, dude. Shit's so backwards. And then the last one is eat 225 grams of protein. That number's kind of pulled out of my ass. It was always 200, but I was like, okay, what if we just upped it and just forced myself to get a little bit extra, you know? And so it's 225. And the more that I focus on protein, the easier and easier it is. Like again, today I got 270 grams and it's just, I don't know. People are like, I don't even know how you get 100. And I'm like, dude, okay, so here, listen. So if I have a peanut butter and jelly on some large wheat bread, and then I have a Greek yogurt, some Oikos, and then maybe a glass of milk, that approximately, let's see, is 15, 30. That's about 45 grams of protein. If you have that twice, I mean, it's probably don't want to have that twice, but if you had that twice, that's 90 grams of protein. There's your 100 right there. And then just have some cheese later or a cheese stick or have a protein shake or go get a Clif Bar or eat some meat, eat some chicken, have some eggs. The fuck you mean, dude? And I get it. Not everybody knows a whole bunch about nutrition. Everybody's, you know, a lot of people are new to it. They don't, I get that. That's fine. But it's just, it's so easy, dude. Once you understand, and I think maybe that's how everything is. Once you just understand what the hell is going on, just a little bit, then you can start connecting the dots and start making your own, calling your own shots, and then start figuring more stuff out on your own. And I think you learn better when you figure stuff out on your own, as opposed to being told or, you know, because there's nothing worse when you're trying to do something yourself where you're right at the edge of figuring out a puzzle or how two things interact or whatever. And then someone comes over, interrupts you, and is like, this is how, it's like, dude, let me learn, dude. Let me just do my shit. I'm going to fail 100 times and I'm look like a dummy, but I'm going to learn. And then you won't have to ever teach me shit again because I'll know. But that's a whole other thing. So one more thing. I had this thought first thing in the morning today. I woke up and I actually wanted to record a podcast straight out of bed, but I just didn't. Probably should have, but I woke up and there was no excitement for the day. There was no, hell yeah, I get to go work. There was no, I don't know. I don't know how to explain it. Not that it was sad or anything, but it was like, wow, like I get to go do the same thing I've been doing for the last 9 months, you know, which is the podcast, drink a gallon, ice bath, work on whatever I'm working on here, eat all my food, you know. It was just like, hey, I gotta, here we go. Round 5, fight kind of thing, you know, just same shit. And then the comforting thoughts that come in are from Andy Frisella and Alex Ramosi when they say you gotta master the monotonous. The only way to get to wherever you're trying to go is to repeatedly do the things you don't want to do consistently over time until it compounds into something bigger than what it is now. And it's just developing that consistency and staying consistent with the small, tiny things you think that don't matter. That's what success is. That's what a lot of people say. And so if they're all saying the same thing and they're all living a similar life, I think there's a lot of truth to it. So, and the more I stay on what I'm doing here, the more I realize, or I find that to be true. I'm just doing the same boring shit. I don't want to say boring. It is very tedious. No, that's not the right word either. It's just very repetitive, and there's no excitement from it anymore. There's no excitement for me sitting here recording a podcast and talking about shit for the most part. Okay, so the excitement from recording these shows comes from when I say something and I'm like, God damn, dude, yeah. Yeah, I figured it out. You know, that's some excitement for me. But as far as sitting here holding the mic in my hands now, because the arm doesn't fit, you know, I don't know. And it also helps if I do shit in a timely manner. If I'm doing stuff right before bed or it starts cutting into my bedtime, just pissed, dude. I don't want to do anything and there's no effort and I just want to go to sleep. And then the next day kind of sucks because I didn't sleep as well and I felt like yesterday was half-assed and, you know, so it's just a domino effect. But today I'm on track to go to bed on time and get 7 hours of sleep because I got to wake up early tomorrow, hit the gym, take an ice bath, do all that shit, then go to work, come home, and then immediately get going to this concert. And so I'm not sure how I'm going to do it, but I got to get all that protein and water in before the concert, because I'm not meal prepping and bringing food into a mosh pit. I'm not holding a gallon jug. I don't even think you can bring liquids in. For those wondering, I'm going to see the Amity Affliction, Currents, and then two other bands I can't remember. Mugshot, and then the fourth one I can't remember. In Dying Arms, In Dying Light. I can't remember. But yeah, it'll be sweet. So I'm excited. I'm going to see it with my little brother, and then I'm going to have some friends that are there. So that's cool. It'll be my first concert in so long, so I'm excited for that. But yeah, anyway, I think that's it for today. So it was 197. It's May 3rd, 9:46 p.m. After I record this, my day's done, and so I get to go to sleep. I'm very excited about that. So thank you guys for listening. I'll have a new intro outro soon. I think after episode 200, that'll be the start of, we'll call it chapter 2. I don't know. Who the hell knows, dude? Not me. So anyway, that's it. Thank you guys for listening. I'll talk to you later. Peace out. Hey, thanks for listening. And a quick reminder here. So this podcast doesn't prioritize professionalism or quality at all. It's just meant to be a shoot from the hip. type podcast with the intent just to get a quick message out. So some episodes might be inaudible in 30 seconds and others might be 45 minutes and super crisp sounding. So all these are being made so that by episode 7,305, which is 20 years, we can come back and see the entire playbook of how I made it to wherever I'm going. So thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate it. I'll talk to you soon.